Welcome everybody, Satnam, May 17th, 2011. Today we're going to talk about WESOC. WESOC is, we have all been sort of sharing different feelings as we're getting ready for the call, the beginning of the recorded part of the call. And it seems that the common thread is that everybody is definitely feeling the energies of this day. The day has a very powerful effect on everybody, and let's talk about what those energies are that are coming through, being sent through the galactic core to us, this configuration of frequencies at this time. Today is a very powerful portal day or a portal opening. And it is a time for, I'm really happy everybody's here on this call, and it is a time to anchor in these frequencies and be aware of it's just the beginning of crystallizing these frequencies. So when I say anchor in these frequencies, whether you're listening to the call today live or later, these are the frequencies that we are working on crystallizing on the planet now, 2012 and beyond. It's a time when we're receiving different energies, different frequencies, different configurations that are the possibility and the future of what we are to become as human beings walking on the planet, with the planet, in tune with the planet, and with the soul of the planet. Today we have full moon in Scorpio in the sign of Taurus, also called the WESOC, May 17th, as I said, Buddha's birthday. I call it the Buddha's birthday of when Gautama Siddhartha achieved enlightenment sitting under the Bodhi tree for 49 days. It was the day that, sitting under the Bodhi tree, the tree with heart-shaped leaves, where Gautama Siddhartha Buddha actually achieved enlightenment. And we're going to talk about those frequencies and those energies. So the Scorpio full moon during this time of Taurus brings in and crystallizes these frequencies today for us to work with. The crystalline frequencies are when the depth of us, which is Scorpio, which is ruled by Pluto, which is our commonly called our depth or our subconscious, but I also call it, Pluto also connects us with our soul, the depth of our soul, so I don't just call it the subconscious, let's keep going. Pluto takes us way through all the illusions so we can connect with who we really are. As Lucia was just saying a minute ago, it's a good thing we're not limited by the quote-unquote illusion of only being this form, and that was just exactly a on-target comment for the energies of this day. It's the awareness, the fact that we are living from the fact of being a soul frequency in a physical body. That's the crystallization of the frequency of enlightenment that Buddha achieved on this day. And in connection with Taurus, which is the earth, which is love for the earth, which is Venus. So this day is a coming together of the Christ energies, the heart energies, the compassion, and the energies of pure crystalline light beyond illusion. When one has become enlightened, so to speak, like the Buddha, and crystallized compassion as the Christ, those two frequencies, when those two frequencies have become crystallized and alchemized, in other words, the fourth chakra and the third eye, the sixth chakra, have become crystallized and alchemized. They're working together, and a human is walking on the earth with those two chakras crystallized and alchemized together, so your vision comes out of compassion for the earth, and the lights from the higher frequency are being brought onto the earth through the frequency of that being that's achieved that level of alchemization or consciousness or crystallization. and is walking on the earth in connection with the soul of the earth is now merged. So you're here to soothe the consciousness of the planet, with the planet, the humans on the planet. That's the enlightenment. That's the crystallized frequency. You've moved into another realm. You've moved into these higher frequencies, these other dimensions. So you're not, no, so that person is no longer walking with the attachment of desire, with the attachment of greed, lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment. Is no longer walking on the earth, being drawn down into the lower frequencies by these desires. But when one becomes crystallized in the third eye, in the vision of light, and is able to be such a beautiful, clear reflector to receive these frequencies of light that are coming onto the planet, then that light, then that person is like a prism. That person is able to send light to the whole planet. And we talked about in the experiments how with our mind we're able to literally affect the whole planet. We talked about that experiment with water last week. So when this type of being, as exampled on this day by Christ and the Buddha, is able to crystallize these frequencies and awaken these chakras and walk with, in harmony with, these energies, then that's put into the field as a possibility for how we can be on the planet. And now, on this day in 2011, the ninth wave of the Mayan, as given to us by the Mayan calendar, so the pivotal piece for this day and from this day forward is that, yes, this day celebrates the Buddha and the Christ, the compassion and the light, the third eye. This day, May 17th, 2011, celebrates that this frequency is now being disseminated to every human on the planet that can receive it and be it. So we're moving from the one looking outside of ourselves to the one Messiah that's coming to guide the way to all of us receiving that, so to speak, Buddha, Christ, Messiah, God, Goddess, you know, whatever word we want to put on it, but we're talking about two individuals that have walked on the planet. But now that energy at this time is coming from the galactic core to everybody who can receive it on this day and on this day forward. That's the frequencies that are being sent from the galactic core, from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It's so strong and so powerful that anybody that can, and that's everybody on this call, that can receive it, has the ability to move into this state of being, this state of enlightenment, the state of giving light to all humanity. So when I listen to some of the different astrology information, because I, you know, try to listen to different people's point of view before I get on this call, it's interesting. I would say that most of the quote-unquote astrology, you know, forecasts are about, okay, well, at the new moon, you had these certain energies of all these Aries energies shaking things up, reevaluating your relationships and what you wanted to do, and now the full moon, it's time to, you know, consolidate your relationships. And I'm saying this is a chance to move from the personal to the impersonal, from the smaller sort of ego mind identification to move, to make that quantum leap. This full moon is a quantum leap, quantum light moon frequency. It's also called the Black Moon, and it's also called Lilith's Moon, which we have been talking about, you know, on the Thursday goddess calls, and it's also called Shekinah's Moon. The light of platinum Shekinah light is one way that the frequencies that are coming through are being described. So yes, I hope everybody is feeling something, and we're going to meditate together, and then I hope you do some other chanting and meditation, you know, later on today with yourself or with these energies or with friends. And this is a powerful day to chant, to meditate, to crystallize frequencies. So we are moving from this new moon we had 2 weeks ago into the fruition of this full moon. And this full moon is supposed to be a wake-up call, like a clap of thunder to your very inner being. And what are we waking up to? We're waking up to not just personal goals, so to speak, but we're waking up to, in my way of translating this, to the fact that we can now connect with the soul of Gaia and our souls and crystallize and alchemize our walk together into ascension, our walk together into holding the transformation of the whole planet. And we're walking with Gaia. We're crystallizing how we're walking with the earth. We're crystallizing how we drink our water and say a prayer when we drink the water. We're moving into that being of light that's radiating out of all directions and uplifting the whole planet. That's the opportunity. That's the frequency. That's the power of this moon today. That's the power of the giant quantum leap forward. That's the power of moving out of being stuck and being held back and being bogged down in the lower frequencies, which are the tattvas, the desires, being identified with, again, as you know, Lucia commented, being identified with just being a human, the senses of being a human are the tattvas. And we move into the sixth chakra, we're not drawn into the desires of the tattvas, the desires of the senses. Yes, we have them, and it's fine, and it's beautiful. And yes, we're in Taurus. Enjoy yourself. Get a massage. Go to the spa. You know, hug a friend, whatever. But you can feel all these beautiful feeling sensations and not be controlled by them, not be controlled by the desires. And that is the crystallization of the third eye. So when you can crystallize your vision of who you really are and connect it with the soul of the earth, now you're walking in that crystalline frequency and not in the being pulled around by the desires, by the elements of the tattvas, or pulled around. You're a choice. Yes, enjoy your body, enjoy your life, enjoy your friends, enjoy hugging. But you're not controlled by that as the ultimate goal. You're not controlling that as the end part of your journey. You know that you're here for mastery. You're here to walk in your mastery. This is your lifetime, to crystallize your mastery on the planet so you can have it all. So we just don't say stop at that. Stop at the top of the level. Go further. Move into mastery and now enjoy everything and get the real reward that you come to this lifetime before to put everything together. This is the moment. This is the lifetime. And this is the moon, the Wesak, where the frequencies are coming through the portal from the galactic core to energize your very mastery of who you really are, to help you crystallize these frequencies. And that's the power of this day, of this day and beyond. And Jupiter, so with the planetary energies, Jupiter is expanding with Aries. So you've got this urge to move forward in expansion, and it's really intense, immediate feelings. It's a surge of wanting to move forward. So we need to know what we're moving forward into, that we're moving forward into our mastery. So if you feel intense desires or intense desire to move, you know, what's the bigger purpose? What is the call of your soul? This is the time to listen to the call of your soul and connect it with the call of Gaia and the bigger calling and what your mission is, what your service is. So instead of just saying, as we've been talking about last week, oh, I'm thirsty, I'm just going to grab a drink of water. You're still drinking water. You're grabbing your water, and as you're drinking your water, you're saying your prayer. You're energizing the water. So that's the difference. You're still meeting your need for thirst, but you're also, when you're drinking water, you're blessing the water on the whole planet. And so your actions become actions that expand you and expand the light on the planet and heal you and heal the planet. So you have a desire and urge to leap forward. So I'm saying this would be like, make every action a mastery action. Add the plus, add the blessing, add the compassion to each action. Right then, I just needed a little drink of water, and I'm blessing it. Thank you, Mother Earth. Okay, so we've got Pluto trine with Mars. And to me, this is the call of the soul. So a trine is an easy, it's not a square. Square is difficult. It makes you pay attention to things. And it makes you learn your lesson and go beyond your limitations. But the trine is a flow. And I consider this Pluto trine with Mars and this ease, and it's something that you need to realize from within. The Pluto is the depth. You need to realize within what to do and what this is calling forth. And I am labeling or calling the Pluto trine Mars the call of your soul. And when you listen to your soul, it's easy. It's not difficult. It's only difficult if we're, you know, mired down in the Maya, so to speak. But this full moon is giving us an opportunity to say, the call of your soul, the connection with your soul is something that can bring you ease, it can bring you relief. And when you listen to your bigger vision, to your bigger part of yourself, your higher self, you will be able to hear the call of the quantum universe. You'll be able to hear the bigger call of what's really happening, and you'll be able to walk in compassion on the earth with the call of the universe, the call of the quantum universe, and the call of your soul. And we have a conjunction of Mercury, Venus, and Mars in Taurus. Again, this is walking on the earth with compassion. So we have Jesus and Buddha today conjuncting those frequencies. So planetary-wise, we have Mercury, Venus, and Mars in Taurus. Mercury, of course, is the mind. Venus is how we express our love. And Mars is moving forward, what moves us forward. So this conjunction, to me, is walking in compassion on the earth, listening to the call of our soul and connecting the call of our soul on the earth with this bigger world around us, with the universe around us. And so it may feel like a big change, but know what the change is. You're alchemizing into your mastery. So if there's resistance, then you can look and say, what am I identifying with that's creating resistance? There's an ease when I identify with my soul, when I move into my soul, what my soul really wants. And that's my calibration. That's my trust, my touchstone for what I need to trust. I need to learn to trust the call of my soul more. So this would be a time to practice reflecting and calling on your soul and trusting the call of your soul and walking in that reference point with mastery as the reference point. So then you'll know you're making the right choice for your being that's a master, for your master being. And you've come here for this purpose. So you don't need to be nervous. And you can know that when you open your heart to compassion, that you won't have any regrets about the choices that you're making right now, because you're making your choices in that field of compassion, in that field of connection, in that field of quantum light. So we've got all these energies going on astrologically, and we know that we're really moving into a deeper relationship with our own being. And yes, maybe some relationships outside of ourselves are shifting, and that's fine. But the bigger meaning is that we're moving into a deeper relationship with our own being. We're learning how to make soul choices in a deeper way, and these choices are really for the higher good of all. And we're learning more and more how to live in these ascension frequencies and how to calibrate ourselves with these ascension frequencies, and it's about really practicing to live in this unconditional love. So there's no rejection. There's no rejection of ourselves as well as rejecting other people. Everybody's different. Everybody's at a different place or stage. So, you know, look, if rejection comes up or fear comes up, remember to love yourself unconditionally as well as you love and take care of others. So you've got to get that receiving also going, receiving the blessings and the gifts that the universe wants to receive, you know, wants to give to you. And we've got, we've got this moon, which is also called the black moon, which is, again, the Scorpio Pluto, the depths, black meaning going into the depths of your being where, you know, maybe it seems really dark in there, but when you keep going and just being with it, you see it as a void, and then through the void, a space opens up to show you the way. So it's about saying there may be new pathways, and I have to go into a space that seems black and like the dark of the night. The moon is full in the night, and I have to go through it, and I have to go through that portal and trust that I'll be taken through the void to the light of my soul, to the light of what I'm really here to do. And this is a time of movement. It is a time of partnership with your soul, with the soul of the earth. It is a time to awaken deeper into who you are, awaken deeper into who Gaia the Earth is, and awaken deeper and deeper and wake up into a beautiful world of transformation, a beautiful world where we can explore the possibility of living in these higher frequencies on the planet, and letting go of the darker energies that haven't worked on the planet. Scorpio can be the phoenix rising, so this is the time of the phoenix rising from the ashes, and we certainly have had a lot of experiences on the planet where, you know, we've experienced the nuclear reactors and fires burning, so let's let that be the fires of destruction, and this is the time where the phoenix is rising from the ashes, and we're learning from our lessons. We're learning how to move beyond it and to heal from that. And we're learning how to be the intermediary between spirit and between the earth. We're learning how, as Buddha did, as when Buddha achieved enlightenment, he was the divine intermediary between the highest spiritual center on the planet, which is called Shambhala, and the hierarchy, in other words, the angels and higher frequencies that are not in physical form. So Buddha connected those worlds when he achieved enlightenment. He showed us how to do it. He became the expression of the wisdom of the God, and he became the expression of the divine masculine walking on the planet in compassion. And we've talked a lot about the divine feminine. Well, today we're anchoring, as we anchor in the Wesak festival, we anchor in Buddha's frequency of the divine masculine, which is the balance for all the divine feminine we've been working on. So the divine masculine is able to open the heart of compassion, is able to embody the principle of love rather than the principles of destruction, rather than the divine masculine, rather than, you know, creating war, figures out how to create peace. So we're anchoring in that frequency of the divine masculine. So today, the Wesak Festival is a spiritual event, but the spirit comes through to have a powerful effect upon humanity, upon the world. So this is the time when we can become channels for these higher energies. And it's the focal point is these two points, Buddha and the Christ, what humanity as a whole is aspiring to at this time, not just one or two spiritual leaders, but each of us. We're like we are becoming the collective Messiah, and you could call it a grassroots collective Messiah movement, but we're, as a group, anchoring in that frequency, as a group becoming the Messiah. So we are the focal point at this time of WESOC and this ninth wave. So we have spiritual simulation today, and we can visualize what all of humanity is aspiring to. We can hold that vision, anchor in that frequency, put that frequency in the field, in the grid, and we can hold this with a united effort, working in close cooperation, so we can be present to receive this open channel of communication between humanity and the higher frequencies, humanity and the deities that aren't present on the planet at this time. And so we can be, therefore, a guide with our crystalline third eyes and our auras crystallized. We can be a guide for those energies on the planet, so more and more can feel that energy and can follow that and can learn about what it is to live this way on the planet. So this is a magnetic power of love and wisdom, and this is a force of attraction that we're pulling in today. We're becoming magnets for this force, and we're holding this force steady, and then we're redirecting it to places where it needs to go. But in this moment, we're magnets. We're holding this force steady, and we're becoming the Buddha. We're becoming the Christ. We are the receiving agents of this potent energy. We are the group of masters who are working with these human and other kingdoms. And this is what's being asked of us, and we are receiving these energies that are being sent through the portal today. And then we are amplifying the expression of these energies as we stabilize these energies, as we honor the Buddha, as well as honoring ourselves, just as we honor the Buddha. We don't forget about ourselves. We know that we are the collective Buddha, and we're dedicated transmitters of this energy. And we can feel it today, this full moon, this WESOC in Taurus. And we are inflowing these energies and distributing these energies, and we're focusing the interplay of our many minds working together, producing this meditation, producing this unity, and it's this powerful unity that's going to reach the mind of Gaia and the mind of people on the planet, and moving us into the ascension frequencies with devotion and with the intelligence of our group meditating together, so we can carry everyone to these greater heights of consciousness than people can attain alone. So this is really a group process. We're moving into co-creation, as we've been talking about. Ascension is not a do it alone at your home game. Ascension is a group process. So we're aligning with this, we're moving into this, we're meditating together, and we're connecting with the source of all that is, with who we are, and with Gaia, and with each other. So this is a unique day where we're anchoring in these frequencies for today and beyond, working with these frequencies from today and beyond, and moving into expanding the higher frequencies into life, into ourselves, into each other, with the connection of the Buddha energy, the bridge between these dimensions of light. So we'll be working with this, and we're going to actually be talking more about this next week, about these keys, these golden keys that we're working with, and these keys to mastery. But for now, we're going to go ahead and meditate, because that was a lot. So let's anchor it in, stabilize this, and then we'll share at the end, after the meditation.